So the false flag agenda. I have managed a false flag operation for the CIA. What false flag really means is not what it appears to be. The term originated in naval warfare, where a ship would fly the flag of their enemy in order to approach close enough to surprise them. That's where the term false flag started. No one died in my false flag operation. We were simply trying to deceive a country into doing something it shouldn't do, but that we wanted it to do. I believe that the attacks in Paris were false flags. I have seen the videotape showing that the Berlin truck was a false flag. The video actually shows the truck being arranged as a theatrical set before the so-called event took place. I have written a chapter on Orlando as a false flag operation, identifying 70 anomalies that I sent by certified mail to the director of the FBI, saying, if there's anything in here that you don't agree with, please let me know. I got no answer. The fact is, when an attack occurs and someone claims it's a false flag, if you haven't had your hands in the blood and guts of the people that allegedly died, there are probably no dead people. It's all theatrics. It's all intended to keep the public afraid and focused on the fact that their government is a totally illegitimate government that is not working in the best interest of the public. Okay? False flag attacks are manipulative attacks and they're against the public interest. We now know that the Red Guard terrorist movement in Italy in the 1960s was in fact NATO Gladio stay behind people pretending to be terrorists so as to move Italy toward fascism.